idea of doing it with Louis Armstrong. In fact, when I conceived with the idea of, hey, this could be a pop hit, it was because I'd been very close to Lana Lenya, the widow of Kurt Weill, and when the Threepenny Opera was revived, I saw the show again and again, and of course it was floored by the opening song, which is the Ballad of Mack the Knife. And I thought, hey, this is great for improvisation. I suggested it to many people. I suggested it to Dave Brubeck, even the Modern Jazz Quartet, because I was a very good friend of John Lewis's. Everybody said, oh, it's just too simple. It's only eight bars over and over again. What can you do with it? And I said, well, that's the point. You can do so much, because listen to what Weill did in his orchestration. It's a great piece of orchestration for a six-piece cornball German oompa so-called jazz band of the 1920s. Well, I just kind of gave up on it after a while. Nobody was interested. I never thought of Louis. I went out to San Francisco, where my wife's sister lived, and they would meet and plan their programs every summer, and I would spend time with the children during my vacations. And luckily, I was able to do work out there because I had signed Dave Brubeck, who lived right near their home, and Turk Murphy, Wally Rose. And I suggested to Turk that he make a recording of it because I could just hear him singing it. And Turk called me and said, hey, I think it's a wonderful idea, but I have a better idea. You're coming out to San Francisco next week, right? I said, yeah. He said, well, the artist I have in mind is here. I'll tell you all about it. Well, I wondered, what is this big mystery of Turk's? I got out there, and the first night I went to Turk's club. It was on the waterfront. And he said, well, at the intermission, we're going over to discuss the recording you're going to make of Mack the Knife. He said, on top of that, I've made the arrangement already, and it's yours for free. I'm wondering, what is he talking about? So we're driving in his Morgan sports car with the top down, going down this long hill in Grant Street into Chinatown, and he says, there's the idea, you see. He pointed to the marquee down the street of the Macambo nightclub, and there it was, Louis Armstrong and his all-stars. I said, oh, my God, I never thought of it. He said, it's a natural, right? And I said, it certainly is. And I had the recording of the Threepenny Opera original cast with me and the music, and Turk had his arrangement with him. And I finally realized he had pulled a great stunt on me. We walked in and saw Louis in his dressing room, and he always had a record player, so he listened to it and said, yeah, that's great, I'll do it. And Turk gave him the arrangement, and I said, now, Louis, you're coming in on September, I believe it was 19th, to New York for one day, and I've got the studio already reserved, and we'll do it that night. So rehearse the arrangement, and we'll make it, and you go off to Europe, and I will send the tape over to Phillips immediately, and it'll be a big thing in Europe because everybody knows this melody. So Louis says, fine. He gives the arrangement to Doc Pugh, his valet, says, Doc, guard it with your life, and we'll start rehearsing, we'll do it. But what happened was that Louis walks into the studio, and after the first greetings, which were always a lot of fun, he says, George, I've got to tell you something. I lost the arrangement. And I said, well, that's all right. Turk brought a duplicate. Let's rehearse it and do it. And that's the way we did it. But I joined Louis in Europe to do the recordings, which were in the Ambassador of Satch album, you know. And when I got there, I said, Louis, how's it going with Mack the Knife? Are you getting a reaction? He said, oh, George, I lost the arrangement. They hadn't played it. And I said, well, look, I can have Turk send it out, but forget it. Enjoy the tour, and we'll pick up when you get back home. When I got back from the tour with the tapes that we did there, the first thing I discovered was that the number one record in the United States had become Mack the Knife by Louis Armstrong, and he can't play it. So Louis comes back, I think it was just before Christmas, plays at the Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami Beach, and on opening night, people are screaming for Mack the Knife, and Louis charms the audience and says, folks, come back tomorrow night, we're going to play it for you, but we have these other things ready, or something like that. And at the end of the evening, Louis goes to the cashier, changes several dollars into dimes, which is what it costs to feed the jukebox, and tells the musicians, we're all going down to the coffee shop, and they sat up for an hour or two copying their own parts off the record on music sheets, which Louis supplied. And that's the way Louis performed publicly Mack the Knife for the first time after he had a million seller and couldn't play the million seller recording in person.